Oh, so nice and bendy. You can go down dog on me, girl. I bet I could stretch you out. That last one is the final straw.
Can you seriously get the hell away from me? I shout, pulling myself up from Capote Sauna and glaring at the catcallers who don't have a shred of decency in their overpriced suit-covered bones. Where are all the nice, normal men? I'm sure there's got to be some left in the world. They definitely do not live in L.A.
I roll up my yoga mat, slip on my sandals, grab my tote bag, and head for the bus stop. I thought coming to a park might be less noisy than my apartment complex, but I was wrong. There isn't a single quiet place in this city. Everywhere you go, there are horns honking and angry pedestrians shouting. Everyone is always glaring down at their phones to avoid the smog-covered sky. Waiting for the bus, I make a mental note not to return to Griffith Park. If only my job situation wasn't such a bust, maybe I could afford a place further from downtown. I hope to get to Sedona one day, maybe Palm Desert. Somewhere private, where I could make my videos without the noisy cityscape ruining the vibe. It seems like every third person in this city is a qualified yoga instructor. Maybe it's the promise of sunshine that lures otherwise well-balanced people here. But it's like once they arrive, they become douche canoes. And it seriously killed my job prospects. No studio will hire me because I have zero experience teaching a class. I try to keep my checking account in the black by working as many shifts as I can get at the corner deli. But it's as tight as the tension in my shoulders. This afternoon workout was clearly cut way too short. As I get off the bus 55 minutes later, a man stops me on the sidewalk. He's carrying a yoga mat too, so it should be a pretty non-threatening situation. But instead of being, you know, considerate, he says, "Hey girl, I could bounce a quarter off that ass sauna." Yoga puns are worst when they are given by men with man buns and creepy eyes. Let's just say I keep walking the four blocks to my apartment without looking back. I grab my mail, an overdue water bill, and a student loan payment that I can't afford. I mean, why does Sally Mae think I dropped out in the first place? There was no way I could afford to work full-time while struggling through class. Maybe for some people, school is a breeze. For me, it was always hard. And without a family to pick me up when I fell, I didn't re-enroll after my second year. I'm not a victim. I'm just not a scholar. So I figured out what I am good at. Yoga. I just haven't exactly landed on my feet yet. Most days, I'm winning if I remember to inhale, exhale, repeat. As I walk up the three flights of stairs, my stomach rumbles. The scent of my neighbor, Fiametta's cooking, fills the corridor. The aromas of fresh basil and roasted garlic waft toward me, and I feel woozy with hunger. She sticks her head out of her door as I pass, and she calls after me.
"Rose, my bellissima, did you see what they put on your door?"
"Put on my what?" I ask, coming to a stop at the end of the hall. A bright orange paper flags me down. Final eviction notice.
"What happened, my bella?"
Fiametta asks, as I rip the notice from my door, reading the bold print a second time. Must leave premises in 7 days unless account paid in full. I groan inwardly, realizing this is the new low. If I lose my apartment, I swallow, blinking back tears.
"Come inside. You need food," she says,
pulling me into her apartment that always manages to lead me back to what Italy must have been like a century ago. With porcelain plates and braids of garlic hanging on the wall, there are thick carpets, stacks of books, and the food. Always delicious food. A fresh-from-the-oven lasagna is on the counter, and I wipe away the drool as I explain what happened. Tony at the deli needed some help. His car broke down, and he was in a jam, so I lent him money. Then Jana needed help with her vet bill. Her cat got cancer, and I couldn't just... Fiametta interrupts me as she waves her hands in the air.
"Rose, you see the problem. You help everyone and don't help yourself."
"It's not just that," I say, sighing. Truth is, I spent the last of my savings on a video camera and editing software. If a studio won't hire me, I figured I could be a YouTube yoga sensation. Ambitious, maybe, but I can't just roll over and let life bulldoze me.